Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. You are tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and highways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and pray that all is well in your family circle, and all continually to be well with you and yours. Hope and pray that you had a beautiful time, those of you that attended Mass in various churches. Hallelujah. And I know that God met you there. And I just want you to bow your heads as we go down in prayer. We're going to acknowledge our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is his name. And so we're going to go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us to gather in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. Father, for we know that this earthly soil, God, that we are treading on is not our eternal destination, God. We will keep with your will. We will keep with the assignment that you had set before us, God. We'll keep our hand held to the plow. We'll keep moving forward and upward, God. We'll continue, God, to meet up from the four quarters of this earth, God, coming as pilgrims through this barren land, and until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we'll be doing just that, uniting and fellowshipping, God, in your will and your way. I'm asking you on tonight, God, to anoint these lips of clay. I want to be able to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep down in the pit of their souls, God. We know that there are some that have heavy, heavy ladens of burdens, God. We know we have some that's in the hospital, in the emergency room. Hallelujah, having open heart surgery, having brain surgery, God. Some has lost loved ones. But we want you to meet them there, God, letting them know, God, that you are a healer, that you can do anything but fail, God. We're asking you, God, to lift their burdens, God, and bring, hallelujah, restoration unto their souls. And we'll be so mindful to give your name the glory. Won't take no honor, God. We'll give you all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty and matchless name. And we allow the church to say amen and amen. All right, we're going to go now into our program that's already in progression. And we're going to go into our sermon on tonight. And our sermon on tonight entitled, Hallelujah. Salvation offered. It's free and it's up for grabs. Want to say that one more time. Salvation is offered free, and it's up for grab. And you might say, Overseer, what would you mean up for grab? I mean that there are individuals right now, hallelujah, that want a relationship with God. They've been trying to find the way to Jesus, but just didn't know how. But God's word said, all we have to do is call unto him, and he will answer. So we know that God will hear our humble cry. We don't have to make up a lot of noise, because God can hear our whisper prayer. Just a whisper of a prayer, a groan. And then sometimes if you can't say nothing, you know, sometimes my heart be so full until we can't even say a word. But I'm here to encourage your heart on tonight to let you know that Jesus hear our groan. Hallelujah. When we can't say a word, God can fill in the blank. Because God know what you and I are thinking before it register in our head. We serving that kind of God. Oh, I tell you, he's so wonderful. And we're going to read our key scripture. I don't have my specs on, so forgive me if I kind of stumble a little bit. But I'm going to try to read the theme for tonight. And it reads this. It says that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none, hallelujah, other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Acts 4:12. And we're going to read our second key scripture on tonight. And it reads this. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted and in the day of salvation. I have succumbed thee. Behold, now is accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 2 Corinthians 6:2. And so we know that God is near to all. I mean, even those that don't even have a relationship with God. God hears you, hallelujah, when you come to him in honesty, hallelujah, and in prayer. And we know that Jesus, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, he is an itinerant rabbi from the town of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Asserted that he was the light of the world. That was an incredible claim from a man in the first century. Hallelujah. We know that Galilee, an obscure region in the Roman Empire, it could not boast of any impressive culture, had no famous philosopher, didn't have any noted authors or gifted sculptors, and we have no record that Jesus had any formal education. More than that, Jesus lived before the inventions of the printing press, the radio, the television, email. So how could he expect his idea to be circumlated around the globe? The words he spoke were committed to the memory of his followers. Then the light of the world was snuffed out by the darkness, or so it seemed. Hallelujah, we are told that century later, we still listen with amazement to Jesus' words, which his Father has miraculously preserved. His words lead us out of darkness into the light of God's truth. They fulfill his promise. He who follow me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 8:12. So I would like to encourage you to read the word of Jesus in the gospel and let them ponder your mind. Let them grip your mind and change your life. As you exclaim, as his counterpart, Hallelujah, did like no other man spoke, like this man. Hallelujah. And we're talking about salvation on tonight. And like I said, salvation is offered, it's free, and it's up for grabs. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it doesn't take a philosopher or person with a PhD in literature to observe God's word. We know that God is offering you and I a gift. And that gift, my friend, hallelujah, is the gift of eternal life, which is directly connected to his Son. Now, let's be clear and cautious, because we know that just being a member of a church, not the end of it. But we so also have the Spirit of Christ inside of us. And so we know that just believing in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, neither does God require a long list of heavy duties. He don't have a list of accomplishments, nor do you have to have a vast sum of money. But God is coming to rescue those who are lost by offering the free gift of eternal life. Hallelujah to those who will simply believe. Those who do may know that they have been rescued. No mumbo jumbo. No tricks. No divinely hidden agenda. No cleverly concealed conditions. We know that the lost can know they are on the right road by trusting what God is signaling from his panel of truth. Just believe on him. But it seems too easy, you might say. Something as vital as eternal salvation seems far more valuable than that. Well, I want to encourage you, don't misunderstand. It is valuable, and it's the most valuable possession one can have. But because we don't have to work for it or pay for it, does not mean it's cheap or that nobody paid a handsome price. Someone did. His name is Jesus. Perhaps you already forgot that this gift of salvation is directly connected to God's Son. We know that Christ himself, because he paid the full price, because he opened the way for you and I, we are able to take it as a gift. It's funny, you might say, that something, as someone offering you something, might seem more to us as suspicious of a free gift. There ain't a such thing as a free lunch. But we have too much secularism, even pride, to believe that you and I can get something for nothing. Anytime you and I are approached by an individual who promised you and I, here, this is yours, take it, it's for free, then you and I get weary. We usually don't reach out and accept it. So it's understandable that we are reluctant to accept a gift as important as eternal salvation. We know that it has the appearance of a free lunch, right? Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. To say that God rescue offers cost nobody anything is misleading. I want you to know that. We know that in all honesty, it cost us nothing today, but it cost his Son life. That's the part that we forget about. When sin first reached its ugly head on this planet Earth, we know that the holy God of heaven
could no longer enjoy a close relationship with the human race. And the longer mankind practiced his or her wicked ways, the wider the gap grew between man and God. This sin disease contracted at birth, and inescapable contagious, it spread like wildfire from one generation to the next. With sin came death, as this verse of scripture declares. When Adam sinned, sin entered the entire human race. His sin spread death throughout all the world. So everything began to grow old and die. For all sin in the law of Romans 5 and 12. Yes, we know that everything, in fact, this universal sin disease impacted every part of our being. Hard as it might be to read these words, please do so. Hallelujah, as the scriptures say, that no one is good. No one in all the world is innocent. No one has ever really followed God's path or even truly wanted to. We know that everyone has turned away. All have gone wrong. No one anywhere has kept on doing what is right. Not one. Their talk is foul and filthy, like the stink from an open grave. Their tongue are loaded with lies. Everything they say has in it the sting of poison and deadly snakes. Their mouth are full of cursing and bitterness. They are quick to kill, hating anyone who disagrees with them. Wherever they go, they leave misery and trouble behind. And they have never known what it is to feel secure and enjoy God's blessings. They care nothing about God, not what he thinks of them. That scripture reading is found in the law of Romans 3 and 10. Talk about scripture and script descriptive. But that's the way that we are in God's sight. Being lost, we're in such a miserable spiritual condition that we have no hope of finding our way to him on our own. We know that sin separates you and I from our Creator. We know that this rightful requirement is that sin must be punished. Someone who is qualified must rescue mankind by satisfying God's wrath against sin. We know that someone must pay the awful price, dying as our substitute, taking our place, and hearing our sin before God. Jesus Christ did just that. For God took the sinful Christ and poured into him our sin. Then in exchange, he poured God's goodness into you and I. That scripture reading can be found in the law of 2 Corinthians 5 and 21. We aren't saved from sin, but we are grasped by knowing the commandments of God. Because we can't and don't keep them, but God put into effect a different plan to save you and I. He sent his own son in human body likeness of ours, except that ours are sinful and destroyed by sin. It controls over us by giving himself as a sacrifice for our sins. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 8 and 3. For God so loved the world so much that he gave his only son, so that anyone who believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And all of who trust him, God's son, to save them have eternal life. Those who don't believe and obey him shall never see heaven, but the wrath of God remains upon them. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 3 and 16 and 36. We know that Christ also suffered, and he died once for the sins of all us guilty sinners, although he himself was innocent from any sin at any time, and he might bring us safely home to God. That scripture reading can be found in the law of 1 Peter 3 and 18. And under this new plan, we have been forgiven and made clean by Christ dying for us. Once and for all, under the old agreement, the priest stood before the altar day after day, offering sacrifices that could never take away our sins. But Christ gave himself to God for our sins as one sacrifice for all time. And then he sat down in the place of the highest honor of God's right hand. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Hebrew 10:10-12. And we know that, hallelujah, Jesus, the only unresolved issue about salvation is it certainly costs somebody something. And that somebody is Jesus Christ. It cost him his life. But because he paid the price in full on yours and mine and ours behalf, we're also able to accept God's offering free and clear of any cost to you and I. The payment has been made. The ransom has been provided in full. Hallelujah, Jesus. The only issue that remains is this. Will you accept today, tonight, this moment, this minute, this second, this hour, the gift of God to you today? You that are listening out there in my digital live audience, God is knocking at the door of your spiritual heart on tonight. He's waiting on you to open up the door and invite him in. We know that now that the remedy for our sin has been provided. All that remains is receiving it. Not having every related question answered. We know that we picture a person helpless trapped in a fire on the sixth floor. And you can you imagine that the elevator no longer functions? The stairway are flaming in an inferno. We know that to live, the person must leap into a net that the fireman has down below, holding ready, hallelujah. Imagine that the trapped person screaming from his broken window and saying these words, I will not jump until you give me satisfactory explanation of several things. How did this fire get started? Secondly, why has it spread so quickly? Then thirdly, what happened to the sprinkler system? Fourth, how do I know for sure that this net will hold me? Until you guys can come up with some pretty substantial answers, I'm staying right here in my room. In like manner, the question as to why God allowed sin to enter the world or the need for airtight convincing proof is comparative, unimportant, even irrelevant. As we find ourselves lost and we are moving rapidly toward the grave, and destined for eternal condemnation. Slice it up and analyze it any way you wish. We will reduce our response to God's offering of salvation. Comes down to faith, being willing to abandon oneself without reservation. To the eternal net God has spread. Leaping while believing with absolute confidence that he will do as he promised. You can remember this. The other options are reduced to zero according to God's plan. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to impact, hallelujah, your mind and to ingest your spirit as I have brought unto you the divine word of God. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Hallelujah. We are going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now bring you hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Till we meet again, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. We're going to turn you into the program of hymns of Zion. Be blessed. God bless you. Bye for now.
in the back door. But you're already in there now. If God has delivered you from anything, get up on your feet right now. Pray it out. Now, in order to participate, you need a little room. Tell your neighbor, I need a little room, little room, little room, little room, little room, little room. If you need to move on out of the aisle belongs to you. Pray it out for me again. Now, when I count to three, Atlanta, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to clap like you're from Durham, North Carolina, outside the county line. How many don't have a problem giving God some praise with your hands? Here we go, Atlanta. One, two, three.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Come on, shut the closet down.